When your daughter was growing up, or what kinds of expectations or hopes did you have for her?
She wanted to marry this older man.
Mm-hmm.
And then he come out here to see me, and people thought he was my other one because he was 20 years older than she was, I think, or something like that. Maybe an older than that. He died here last year, too. Sunday. He was as her to help her get out of school because she wasn't as smart as the boy was. Always one in the family, just not as smart as the other one. Seemed like kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But by him being a teacher there at the Booker T, and they go there not every year because they come out here sometimes, so Lincoln and Booker T gets together and they have a big time. And so she don't know where she gonna get. They gonna have it in Dallas this time in June. She don't know where she get to go this time. Sharon is graduating and all this stuff going on. And I just come back. And I don't think I can go back that fast. I can't get nothing done here. Rugs need cleaning and I didn't feel like no working after I got here.
Does she work?
She writes out the praises for her husband. He's a praising for the government. He's a broker, and he's a salesman and a broker,
mm-hmm.
and a praiser for himself all the time, but the government asked him to do that for him. So then it's another job. I think he got something with this government. That's why the guy always gets him a job. Well, he said if he lose one, he would have another.
Mm-hmm.
And his office is down on 8th Avenue in Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings them praises. Now, he'd be out, that's what he's doing today, all day. He'd be out praising some house where they done, the government sent him by mail the places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go to this house and praise it, you know, measure it all of everything. And then when he get the praises, he brings them home, and she writes them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she might be doing now, is writing up the praises. Every time I call her, she probably listening at her stories or something.
Mm-hmm. When she was growing up, did you ever talk to her about working or think about, in terms of her future, what kinds of things you'd like for
well,
her?
Well, she was for she was doing for him. She was working for a drapery company. No, she went to working out here at was that UCLA or some kind of, but it was so dangerous. And this woman, she didn't want the other girls to tell her that girls was getting killed when they, over here by Santa Barbara, what is that ballpark over there? What is it? Not a regular field. Oh, shoot. You know, it's some kind of college over there or something.
Mm.
What is that college over here right off of? It's like if I ride down Western and I catch the 5 car going to town. But it's just before, by the, the
USC.
One by the Reno, what is that down there?
USC.
Yeah, the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was one of them, whatever college over there, she was working for one of the little doctors. She'd have to bring the medicine or something across that big, something like a park.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be dark, you know, and... Mm-hmm. And this woman done something to her, so Chris got mad and told her he didn't want her to work down there no more. She wouldn't want to come no more. And then she went to working with the Head Start across the street over there where I go to the senior citizen for dinner every day if I want to go. But I went yesterday because I promised them I would go.
Mm-hmm.
And And then after that, he just then told us to stay home and raise them kids, his kids. So he didn't allow her to work. So I don't know. Because I never had no man set me down and not work, but I always felt, I'm kind of funny about that, because you never can tell when you're separating, you don't know how to do nothing. See what I mean? But she's doing that stuff. I'm praising for him now. They've been together ever since. They've been together for a good while. I hope they stay, and that's one thing, he see that his family have everything. He may not help nobody else, but he sure see that they get what they want.
What are your feelings about about the women's movement today and things like the ERA and abortion and those kinds of issues? What do you think about those things?
Well, I never did believe in that abortion stuff because I don't know that. That's the same as killing a person, and I just don't believe in that. But this ERA now, I don't know I don't know what that really, what they be talking about. What are they talking about?
The Equal Rights Amendment that I think it says Congress shall pass no law that basically that they can't, that men and women have equal rights under the law, that you couldn't pass one set of laws about women or
doing the same work and not getting the same pay, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, I know they was talking about that. That's what you need to tell. How do you suppose that both of, if one can't lift 100 pounds or something, say, get both of, that's what the, told them other women. I said, well, hell, I've been lifting 100 pounds all my life. Because they had some very dangerous bottles over there. You know them big air bottles, and if you drop one, boy, it'll take that building all like it was nothing.
With like hydrogen and
yeah, and I have to go out there and put on one of them bottles or two before I could have any air to work with in the house, and them men wouldn't come out there and help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Crenshaw. That's just before they moved. It was getting ready to move, you know, and everybody was mad and getting evil. And the lead man, he wouldn't go out there and put a bottle on. And on his way, I could roll the big old thing, you know. And, boy, they was tall, big old, heavy things. And I was so scared that if I drop one of them, but I made sure I wouldn't drop it, and then I'd get it hooked up and turn it on and go in the house and see what is coming through.
You didn't get the same pay for doing the same job?
I don't get, nobody was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get, now the girls work at night, see, they get the bonus.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel bad about doing the same work the men were doing and not being paid the same?
Sure, you feel bad about doing it. Even some of the women would get paid and you doing the hardest work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the supervisor bring their wives in and put them on jobs. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was so many of them on the job till a little before I got here. Earl had his wife out there. I said, you mean Tim, you got your wife out here at work? She's out here, how'd you get on? They get all their children on and everybody. But when I wouldn't care to my son-in-law's nephew, I couldn't get him on nothing. See, they brought all the white boys in there. I stand out there waiting till Alvin and this other woman's boy come in. They didn't bit more help the union play like, ooh, he's smart. And that boy, he was working as a, in the police station first. He said he wasn't going to be a police, but now he's been a police a long time. He's smart and good looking, and oh, we going to bring him over here. I intend to get one of his pictures to just to show them the reunion, but the line they was telling. And then when I got on the union, the president, he promised me so faithful that he was going to get me a better job if I would take them, let them off the hook, you see. Mm-hmm. And I already worried me so bad. But I told him, I'm sick today. I said, I'm going to the doctor. I don't hear all this. I'll talk to you about this another time. Now, I shouldn't have done it because I let them know, oh, boy, you should have told me. I said, how could I tell you when they wouldn't let me talk to you? Your secretary wouldn't let me even talk to you. I said, I've been calling you ever since from January to August. And the only way I got to talk to you, I changed my name to Prince. And that's the only way that they didn't know who Prince was. That's the only way I got a hold of him. He was so glad, and oh boy, Jess and him running all over the place because I got called up the vice president at North America. He died after that, though. He's on the picture while I was out at when I went to, I think it was a 30-year dinner or something, 30-year dinner, 25-year dinner or something. And we went to out here at they call that big place out at shoot. They come get your cars and drive, but the other girls, they had to go downtown to this little hotel that they always go to. But this was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I got my catalog in there too.
If you were a young woman today, starting out knowing what you know now, what would you think your life would be different? Or just living, say, if you'd been born and were, say, in your 20s in the 1980s, how do you think your life would be different?
What you mean, what would I do now if I wasn't as old as I was now, what would I be doing?
Yeah. And do you feel like things are different for young women now?
Well, they should be. But it's just the young people, there's so many of them, the ones that wants to learn and wants to do things. There's so many out there that don't want to do nothing. He was talking about that this morning, how many children that is out here for just no good. And I'm just looking at the schools where they can these guns and knives, and they done starved. The man was asking them, say, you mean to tell me that you've been starved twice? That's the way of Jefferson. I guess they didn't say they're going to have to do something with that school. I don't know whether they're going to close it up or what. Mm-hmm. But that's all. The young people just don't have much chance like they have had. I feel sorry for them nowadays, how they have to go through things. Even if they ever find husbands, everything, it's hard. That's going to be hard for them. Mm-hmm. Honey, it's just hard out here now. It ain't nothing like it used to be at all.
What kinds of things that you've done differently in your own life? Looking back.
What I've done different what I used to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know one thing. I just wouldn't take all people and jobs if I'd go in different jobs like I used to had to do. Mm-hmm. I got tired of that and stopped that way before I quit the plant, though. I guess some of them was glad me to go because I just wouldn't take that stuff they put down. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
How do you feel about, in terms of, I was thinking that up to the war years working in the Hockaday School and out on the place for the people in Brentwood that you were, where you were, and then you went on to North America and had all the things happen there. Looking over all that, how do you feel about the war years in that and the work that came up. I mean, when you look back on that.
Well, but when the war was, I was at North America when the war was going on, but how could they school? That's a war where, I guess they had, you know, because I was just born the same time World War One was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I
just like to visit the places, but I don't know what they're doing now, these places. I know they pay more money, I'm sure, out there. If I'd go to work at one of them plants in Dallas, they asked me when I was at his last, how would you like to stay here? And I said, I just don't think I could stay here where you people get treated. Even the senior citizens don't get nothing done for them there. Shoot, they don't get no light bills cut and water bills cut and all this kind of stuff, and they don't have food every day like these people's having here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
All these different places have nice food, you know.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They have some food every now and then. They'll have, say, oh, we're having dinner today, and they all pitch in and bring a pot or something. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. The government ought to treat those people just like they do. They don't make no money down there, and they don't get no money. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't be getting that kind of Social Security down there like I'm getting here.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel that things have been better for you because you were able to work?
Since I've been out of here, mm-hmm. things is better, sure, because if I'd retired at home, I wouldn't have been getting this kind of money. And then if I'd have worked at home in a place like, see, Rockwell and them got a place, they called T.I. Johnson, mm-hmm. give them that. If I'd go working in one of them places, any of them, and they got another one, man told me at the bank his wife is working there, but I never did wire, so I'm not a wire. So I said I'd just have to be a supervisor or something myself. I wouldn't go out there being just a worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they wouldn't want me to be it. Of course, a lot of them girls are telling me, who, I used to be a supervisor at T.I., and I don't believe that bit more than nothing, not in Dallas. White lady said, girl, that girl stood up and told me she used to do all this in North America, and she told her that, and she was working here, and they be lying, them people. Ain't no need of lying. You know better than that. Shh.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you want to add to this?
Well, I don't know, but do you know how to anything about this deal about them going to have these tests for this asbestos stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can have some stuff sent to you because they sent this pamphlets and things to us. So let me call them.
Well, now I got one in here from somebody.
The white one.
Yeah,
I can.
But do they have these doctors? What they say, other doctors, just like your regular doctors, can't find this stuff like mm-hmm. they can.
They have a special test. Mm-hmm.
And they say it's a place in Long Beach that they doing this, and I just wondered how do you and now this. Other guy told me to go to his lawyer. He don't charge you nothing, but he send you to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have it, and then they I don't know whether they made the company pay the man or what done,
because
he got so much money. I'm on television, and one of the senior citizens, he goes. They already gone, and my friend out here, but they just getting after me, and I just said, because it take around about Say sometime be 40 years before that stuff will hit you. Mm-hmm. 20 years and 40 years and things like that for you. Mm-hmm. If they ever get a hold to you, and sometime I just wonder, that's where I have to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, from when we're done camping, I'll make a note to send some stuff on it. What are your plans from here?
What I'm going to do.
For the future, yeah.
Well, ain't nothing to do. I don't guess. I just go where you want to go and do. I've been intending to finish it. I never got the chance to do that. I said I was going to finish my den back then and get my house finished. I got it all covered. I had all the roofs and everything covered. Mm-hmm. Of course, it never did rain back there, but the acoustic is busted from my earth. I think that last little old earthquake or something, he didn't have it up that good because the guy didn't do too good a job. And
you were just saying that you plan to just visit the places you want to visit and
yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Finish. I never get to finish that back room back there. I'm being nothing but a new couch and then a whole lot of junk. Like Sharon wastes money so bad with her buying clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And jeans is so high, and she just, if they're a little too big, she just, and they're brand new in there, and I just got a whole bag full of them. I said, no, I'm just there, nice and clean, some of the suits she ain't never had on. And I told her, Mom, I said, you better stop that, letting her waste money like that. Because when she get a check from the show business, he makes her pay for a car. But that's all you can do is I've been going to the gym. I never get back there. I like to go out to the gym, get all this back here off of me, you know, by putting that belt around you. And that's what I did before. I went home, oh, you're so small. But see, I just don't be running, and I'd be so tired. I'd lay down, eat late or something, and lay down on it. Don't get to exercise like I want to or nothing.
Okay, well.
Now, these, I think it's some of the people that went back out and helped them work, I believe. I don't know what they was trying to tell me. One of the men, I could tell some of them I know, you know, like they think I'm going to come back out there and help them do something, but they don't have no contract, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, I said, why don't they just sell that to Northrop or something like that, but I said, y'all won't have no union.
Mm-hmm.
So they trying to get something there. So the Sabre line is gone now. They done laid down. That's the last they had except this shelf. And it's over and down, and they makes a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what them people going to do in North America.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to die out there because all these girls are just having. Some of them had strokes and just died and heart attacks, and they'd been out there the same time I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that structure, and they still trying to stay over there because they get more money over there. But it's just too hard. Losing their mind and everything happens over in the Sabre line. Even the supervisor, he was a colored boy. He finally got to make a supervisor, and he had 3 heart attacks, and then he went and had his heart, operated on or something. I haven't seen him now. But when things like this is happening, this is time they'll treat you so bad. Well, I give them credit, though, for that, though. I tell them that I don't blame them at all in one way, but that's one thing, the different in colored people and the white people, they'll help their people. Don't care what kind of shape they're in, how poor they are, they will help them. But another Negro, help you to get out of there and kick you out of there if he can hit. can do it. And ain't no need of getting mad at them people in one way, because they're not going to help you at all. I don't care if they're supervisors, they're still not going to help you. And I did have a colored manager. And my supervisor, he was the one that tried his best when I come off of sick leave. Now, I done climbed this ladder in that tube crib for all, ever since I got in the tube crib. In 76 or 77 or whatever time I hit the tube crib. And they wouldn't give me time. I just shared me off in a tube crib. I don't know nothing about the other man. He walks out and I walks in. But I'm just lucky enough to always could, I can look at you do something and just kind of can do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went over and had the place was so filthy, you know, when men working. I cleans up the whole place and clean up the supervisor's office and things. I just go in there and they was right on the ground. Saying, how come you doing all that? I just do things. I mean, I help people. I don't believe in all that stuff. But they just couldn't, if they could have, but he couldn't do it. See, because I had too much seniority over everybody. But they could get you out of there, boy. They didn't got you out.
Well, you did have some people, though, that, if I'm North American, like I know, with Tina Hill and some of those people. Did you just know them through lunch and see them?
No, I used to go to, her and her husband used to carry me to Tijuana or something. I went with them one time. There, but they just seen how I worked, and I go look at her, do her work, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But she had a time getting her classification to raise, and the other girl hadn't been in there no time, mm-hmm. and they had made that girl, because in that fabrication there's different parts of the work, and Fanny was putting, taking that glass stuff, and you know, that the windshield or something, or they'd be making it a plane, you know, the window in the, mm-hmm. The windows in the mm-hmm. thing. And she'd be fooling with that thing. I don't know what she'd be putting, some kind of paste and some kind of material on it. But she'd see me off and doing all this hard working and stuff, but she'd get a kick out of me because... She know, I know she told you that Sammy will sure go get them and get on them. I know she said that. But you have to do them people out of the way. I don't know whether she went out one time and got on them or not. Because them people would do you so bad sometime that you got to work. And you just couldn't let them just run over you and put you out. Just drive, you wouldn't say nothing, though. It was a long time before. I guess it seemed like they wanted me to file a grievance or something. Because I wouldn't say nothing about nothing. I just work and let them do me and just go on and wouldn't say a word. So I got tired of looking at the rest of the girls. They take them away from, lead man take them way off and take two of the girls and make them higher grades, you see, and leave you there and you doing the big work. And they working on them little things like this that goes on the airplane. Mm-hmm. And when that man came in, he caught them working on it, see. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of experience in that job and in aircraft work. But you just don't get the money for doing it. That's all I could understand. Why would they hate to give a colored person? And they could take a white girl if she could do it. They'd pay her, make her a lead lady or something other. You wouldn't get to. Even the colored men couldn't be lead men for a long time before they got to make a lead man. And I looked at Harden today and I told him, I said, Harden, he was my lead, and he, when he did get to make a manager and a supervisor, I said, Lord, you work so hard. He did. He worked so hard, that man did. Oh, he got to make it up where he is. I guess he's still out there. Maybe he's still there. I didn't even ask him about Harden. But I didn't think that out here in California would be as prejudiced as they would be in Texas. I said, but them people, they different. Look like out there in Dallas and they is out here. Look like they do more to you. One place downtown, you used to go on Hill Street, you couldn't